Look, we need to understand that it's Christ who builds the church. Amen. And you know what? Pride says, oh, I'm going to build the church because I am so smart and I have such great methods and I've learned from T.D. Jakes and Bill Hybels. And I know what people want and I'm going to give it to them. That's pride because you're trusting in yourself. But see, the humble preacher says, you know what? I'm not smart enough to decide which parts of the Bible to preach and which ones to leave out. I'm just going to preach the whole thing. I'm not going to stand in judgment of God and decide which of his words are appropriate and which are not. I'm going to preach all of them. See, that's what the real humble man of God says. And the humble man of God says, well, you know what? I'm not talented enough to build this church anyway. I'm just going to let Jesus do it. Well, you're never going to build a church preaching sermons like that, Pastor Anderson. Yeah, you're right. I know. I'm not going to. And people say, oh, if you preach hard like that, the style of preaching that I do, they say you'll never build a church like that. And they're right. I never will. Jesus will. He already has. Well, you know, why do we have 200 people in our church? Why? Because Jesus built the church. Amen. I didn't do that. Don't give me the credit. Pastor Anderson built a church of 200 people. No, he didn't. I didn't do it. All I did was try to diligently obey the voice of the Lord and just preach the word of God and let the chips fall where they may. And God built the church. I can't take credit for it. Because it wasn't through my people skills or how, what a wonderful person I am. You know, I've tried to be the best I can, but that's not why it has succeeded. It has succeeded simply because God wanted it to succeed. Because God agrees with the message that I'm preaching because he's the one who said it first. I'm just redounding it to the glory of God here. I'm just saying the same thing. So we need to understand that it's God who builds the church. We should never get this attitude that a lot of pastors have. Well, you can't preach hard like that. You won't build a church like that. I mean, that kind of preaching's fun at special meetings, but you know, you're not going to build a church on preaching like that. Yeah, but it was very liberating to realize it's not my job to build a church. As long as I obey the voice of the Lord, God's going to build the church. I'll leave it up to him. And you know what? Yeah, a lot of people do leave and get offended when I preach hard against homosexuals. You know why I preach so hard about it? Because nobody else is. Because people all week long are getting brainwashed through TV and magazines and radio and newspapers. Somebody has to grab you, shake you, and tell you the truth about these things. Or you're going to go insane like this insane country we live in that calls good evil and evil good, that calls sweet bitter and bitter sweet, that puts light for darkness and darkness for light. Hey, you need a reality check today. Amen. Come to church and get a reality check. Amen. And that's why I preach hard. And you know why I preach hard? Because I don't care whether you leave. I mean, I want to have the attitude like Jesus had, where people all are leaving by the droves. And it says, you know, from that time forth, many people stopped following him in John chapter 6, verse 66. And you know what he says to the people that are left? Oh, please don't go. No, you know what he said to them? Hey, you guys want to leave too? That's what he said. He was preaching hard and he said, hey, will you also go away? Will you, in the Bible language, means do you want to? Hey, you guys want to leave too? Because guess what? There's the door. And they said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of everlasting life. You know, there are always people who want to hear the truth that'll stick around and hear the Bible preach. And to the rest I say, adios. Amen. Amen. Sayonara. Dos vidanya. You know, don't let the door hit you on your way out. Why? Because it's God. If God has touched your heart and makes you a part of this church, great. If God adds you to the church, great. But you know what? If you don't like it, lump it, you know? Go find somewhere else, is what I say. See, I don't beg. Now, listen, I will beg people to be saved. I've said this many times. I'll beg you to get saved, but I'll never beg anybody to come to this church. It's not that important to me because I leave it in God's hands. You know, if God wants our church to grow, great. I mean, look, if our church grows to be several hundred people or even grows to be 1,000 people, I think that's great. I would love to see that. I would love to see our church run 1,000. I would love to see our church run 2,000. But honestly, if it doesn't, it's not going to break my heart at all. Because that's not what I live for. You know, I'm just trying to be faithful and just trying to obey the Lord and just preach faithfully and teach the people and do what's right. And honestly, if God sees fit for it to get big, great. If he sees fit for it to stagnate, I don't even care, honestly. Why? Because we can't be so wrapped up in that, or it'll lead to compromise. If we just get so wrapped up where it's all about what's the attendance, what's the offerings, you know? Can you see how that could lead to compromise?
Oh, yeah.
If that becomes the measuring stick or the motivator? Now look, again, we don't want to get imbalanced in the other direction. We do want to strive to do great things for God and strive for growth, but we got to let it be His growth, the right kind of growth. And we need to not just get caught up in that where that's what we live for. Honestly, we need to just live for being faithful and just live for obeying the Lord and doing what's right and let the results rest with Him where they belong. Let us worry about our job and let Him worry about His job. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer.